You're listening to 94.7 Blair Radio, blairradio.com. Our local guest segments are brought to us by Turnkey Nerds, 402-426-NERD. Today we are at Memorial Community Hospital and Health System, and we have been talking to different doctors performing different tasks and need right here in our community. Today we have Dr. Tom Saylor with us today. And so you're an orthopedic surgeon.
I am.
So, well, thank you for taking a little time to speak with us and get the message out on how the hospital and the community is getting served more. So, before we really kind of get into what you do specifically, it's always good to kind of learn a little bit of background. You know, so who is Tom Saylor?
Well, thanks for having me. The background that I could give you is that I grew up on the West Coast and was a pretty avid sports player of all disciplines. Most orthopedic surgeons, including myself, are injured ex-athletes. Mm-hmm. So in college, playing college football at the University of Wyoming, of all places, injured my thumb and my wrist. And in the process of healing from that, kind of became interested in medicine in general, and then specifically orthopedics. And it kind of led from there to a course of study that brought me to eventually medical school, and then again college athletics before that, but medical school and then fellowship and subspecialty training in upper extremity disorders.
So what were you studying while you were at University of Wyoming?
So University of Wyoming, I was actually pre-vet and eventually microbiology. I transferred and played the remainder of my college career at the Oregon State University, and then went to vet school, believe it or not, for the first year, and then dropped out of vet school to go to medical school. And so that was the little bit of an off course route, but that's what led me to eventually go to medical school.
So why did you change? What other was it because of the injury and kind of being fascinated with that?
It was. It was interesting because at that time you kind of have preconceived notions about what your life is going to be career-wise, and at age 18 or 19, how much do you really know? So in talking to people and spending some time with other professionals in this field, they were kind enough to sort of mentor me and bring me into the operating room. And I remember I saw my first total hip replacement with saws and drills and blood and guts, so to speak, and became instantly interested. And so knowing that you had to be very specialized in that world to be able to do that type of work, it's not so much in veterinary medicine, or at least it wasn't back then. Yeah. Most vets are sort of general. And so that's kind of what got me to switch gears.
Right. For the most part, you're going to have small pet vets. Large animal vets are few and far between anymore.
That's what I understand, yes.
And so, it's kind of a fascinating thing. So, well, we're going to come back and then talk about your transition and where you learned, went into school, and then how you got really focused, hyper-focused on the specialty you do and what that specialty is right here on 94.7 Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com.